chairman of the Tasmanian Footy Board, Jim Wilkinson, has been kind enough to jump on the line. We're excited about Sunday's game. Essendon and Hawthorn, due to circumstances here, has gone down to Launceston. And it sold out pretty quickly, they tell me, Jim.
Yeah, morning, Gary. It did. It sold out within 20 minutes. The capacity is 15,000, and it sold out within 20 minutes of going on the market. So that's terrific.
Unbelievable. Jim, can you squeeze a couple of extras in there somewhere?
If you're both gamed out, I reckon they'd find a spot for you.
No, not us. Is that the capacity? What is the actual capacity? 15,000, is it?
No. The capacity is around about 20,000.
Okay, because this is COVID, moment, yep. Yeah.
It's the COVID era, I suppose. So as a result of that, the capacity is 15,000. They've upped the standing from around about 1,400 to 1,500 2,400, which gets a few more in, as you know. But 15,000 at the moment is where it is, and to sell out in 20 minutes is magnificent.
Hey Jim, have you ever seen a response like that before to a game down there?
No, I haven't. Although Essendon's a team which has got a great following, isn't it? It's a bit like Richmond when they played down here a few years ago in temperatures. It was a night game around about 2 degrees in the end. But again, it was a sellout then down in Hobart.
So, Jimmy, do you put some corporate stuff around this as well? Like, is there some dinners and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, there's always those, Gary, as you know. And the corporate people come, the sponsors will be coming. And so it's a big weekend for Tasmania with AFL football, and we're really looking forward to it because the game down south is going to be a good game as well, with the Tasmanian flavour to it, of course, with Noble, ex-North Hobart player down here and Tasmanian player before he jumped across the ditch, and also Chris Fagan.
Hey, Jim, you're looking for any keynote speakers for any of these engagements over the weekend?
Not at the moment.
No,
not at
the moment.
No little spots available.
You're not allowed to go down there, Tim. You're not allowed into Tassie.
I could sneak into Tassie, Gary, quite easily.
Jim, should we look at this as a bit of a litmus test for potentially a Tasmanian team at some stage? Does this strengthen the case?
Well, look, Tasmania, as you know, is one of the original footy states, Gary. I think there's an argument between South Australia and Tasmania as to who was the second state to play football. We stand behind our own, as you know, and I would think that by getting behind the game up north shows that we want good content, and if we get good content, the crowds will come.
Yes, I think this is a really important point, Jim, because all the time, you know, we're sort of looking at the crowds that have been attending the games down there in Tasmania, and, you know, some people are forming the view, oh, well, Tasmania's not that keen on AFL football, look at the crowds that are attending the games, but there's a real difference about this particular weekend.
Yeah, there is. This is really a doubleheader, as you know. The interest on Saturday is going to be, especially with David Noble and the Kangas, and also with Chris Fagan doing so well up in Brisbane. Mitch Robinson's an Eastern Shore boy as well, so he's coming down and playing in front of his own home crowd. Taryn Thomas is coming down to play with North Melbourne. So we'll be getting behind that. The crowd last week was disappointing. Weather wasn't too flash, as you know. Middle of a long weekend. Well, I'm not making excuses, but it certainly doesn't help, together with people not being allowed to come into the state. So I think we're going to see certainly an increased crowd down south, but a bumper crowd, obviously, up north because of the... it is a blockbuster game with Essendon, who are a real crowd puller.
It's going to be a beauty, Jimmy. Last one, just why can't you have full capacity, given that I don't think you got COVID down there, have you?
Well, we haven't for many months, Gary, so that's the question being asked, but the government's been good in allowing it to get to 15,000, I think, and they've done all they can to... improve footy in this state, and what they're doing is allowing 15,000 in, which is good.
Yep.
It's going to be the biggest crowd certainly in Tassie as far as footy's concerned for a while. The last time Essendon played down here was in 1992 when they played Fitzroy at North Hobart. So it's been a long time since they've come, and people are looking forward to going and watching them again.
Jim, Gary and I haven't toured down south in Tassie for a while. If we were doing a spot down there, and you're like a keynote address, a 15, 20-minute type spot, what's the going rate in Tassie at the moment?
Well, Look, I couldn't say because that would be breach of confidence, as you know, but I know what you fellas would be after. You'd be after more than a couple of pence.
No, you couldn't afford, Tim. I do it for the old my original town of birth. That's what I do it for. Good day, Tim.
That's right.
Great to talk to you. It's a big weekend in Tassie. It's one of the positive unintended consequences of a shocking situation here in Melbourne is that Tassie get a nice little boost down there, and we're happy and we'll all be watching. So good luck.
Terrific. Thanks very much, boys.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy Wilkinson there, the chairman of the Tassie board, the Tasmanian Football Board. You're keen to get down there, Wisp. You pushed your case a fair bit.
Hey, no, we're a team. We're a team. You can do a 5-minute spot, and then I'll do my 15-minute spot. You warm them up, and I'll knock them over.